Joining me today is Kim from the Prairie Whistle Food Company. Obviously, some big news at the Didsbury Memorial Complex late in December. That's closed down the DMC for the remainder of the hockey and the curling season. Kim, what are the plans with Prairie Whistle Food Company, who, of course, call the DMC home?
Well, first and foremost, we obviously need to kind of regroup and regather just what we offer. I mean, our audience is hockey, curling, figure skating, and, you know, of course, our fans that come out for the Colts game. So kind of really switching gears in a really good situation, which we'll be sending out later today. We actually are going to be able to cater the Farm and Ranch Bonspiel up in Olds, where it's been relocated. And Sam from RC Catering has graciously opened up his kitchen to us, so we're able to provide the lunch meals as planned. So that's a positive for us right now, because, of course, that Bonspiel makes up a massive amount of our revenues for the year. So even thinking about trying to replace those was a bit of a wrench, if you will. So, yeah, that's kind of it there. And then once we get through that, we're probably looking at mid-January to reopening as a restaurant like we did when we were with COVID for dine-in and takeout, but we're going to be doing some different things with the menu.
Yeah, and of course, like you say, Kim, you have gone through this in a way with COVID before. Just what does that experience provide you in this situation?
Oh, I mean, everybody kept using that term pivot, but unfortunately, that's the term that keeps coming back. I mean, you know, we're both really creative individuals. We're both professionally trained chefs, and, you know, we found the opportunity to have our own little business at the Didsbury Memorial Complex, and we've got a really great group of people that we work with there, and, you know, we're really proud to be the leaseholders there. So it's just sort of, we want to do it for the community as well. We want to still be open and maintain that community space and have a place for people to come hang out and gather and have a good meal and have some laughs. So that's kind of what we're going to do, and just sort of have fun with it, get our creative juices flowing again, and do some really fun things.
Well, absolutely. And there's been an outpouring of support, at least through social media, for you guys as well. Kim, just what does that mean to the Prairie Whistle Food Company?
Oh my gosh. I mean, we just love our community. We're very, very fortunate. And yeah, I've been getting lots of little text messages, notes, see people on the street, they give hugs. And yeah, I mean, you feel very, very fortunate. And you know, I feel like this community's impacted us in such a positive way, and I feel like we've also impacted the community in a positive way. And I mean, it's heartfelt thanks to everybody, and we can't wait to reopen and have some fun with everyone. And of course, it's missing the younger athletes when they come in, and you know, that's part of the experience as well for us, to watch these kids kind of thrive and grow through their sports careers, and we're sort of missing out on that. But you know, we're making plans to go watch them play hockey in other places, and yeah, so I mean, yeah, again, just our community is so fantastic, and we're very fortunate to be a part of it.
Well, that is fantastic, and it's a testament to you guys, I would say, as well, for what you've built there in Didsbury. And just lastly here, Kim, if there was a way to support you, find out more, or keep track of you guys, how can we do that?
Yeah, just keep tuned on our socials there. We have a Facebook and an Instagram following there. So, yeah, if you don't already follow us, give us a follow and a like, and, yeah, just keep your eye on that. And you know, we are doing some advertising with the radio station as well, so we may just need to switch gears and get some more information out on there. So it's all about adapting, right? And you got to stay positive, and yeah, we're gonna make this work, and you know, gives us opportunity just to kind of regroup and do better. So yeah.
Well, you guys were one of the first people we thought about, of course, when we saw the news for the DMC. We're thinking about the Prairie Whistle Food Company, and anytime we can support, let's try to support local, of course. Prairie Whistle Food Company on Facebook, that is the place to go. You'll find all of the information you need right there. And Kim, best of luck with this. We'll keep tabs as we go out throughout the next couple of months.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your support. We really do appreciate it.